At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPerksonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Fan, I'm Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, and Kevin Payne joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, rotowire.com. Horvath will have your tweets, so send those in, 1250 AM The Fan. If you're using Facebook, maybe they'll get to you on Sunday. We're gonna do tweets, 1250 AM The Fan, and you can call in and talk to Kevin, 414-799-1250. Fantasy football help here for week 7. Kevin Payne joins us, as mentioned, on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Kevin resides in the Buffalo area, big Bills fan, so I'm going to first ask him, what's going on with your Bills?
No defense. Defense is just not playing well. They can't stop the run. And I think this week, like, I'm not fully confident facing a team that hasn't won a game. Sam Darnold's going to be back. 13 points seems like a lot to be giving up. So I actually picked the Jets in the points this week. I'm a little bit worried about this game because they may just go out and run Frank Gore 30 times. And if the Bills can't stop the run, that actually may be effective both controlling the clock and as far as them scoring points. So I don't know. They got to get some things right. Sean McDermott's supposedly a defensive genius. So hopefully they'll go back to some of the tape and figure out what they're doing wrong.
Kevin, I don't know if you're a degenerate gambler like myself. I need a win tonight, and I placed the wager immediately and got the Eagles minus 2.5. Now I kind of want to buy some points with the Giants. Doesn't it seem too good to be true that the Eagles win and cover tonight?
Yeah, but, you know, and this is something I was writing about, it was either last week or the week before. So usually Vegas goes ahead and takes a look at a home game and says that's, you know, 3 points. If you're playing on neutral field, and let's say the Eagles are favored by 3, if they were playing on a neutral field tonight, it would be a pick 'em. If it was playing at the Giants stadium, it would be the Giants minus 3. But do we still have that same home field advantage without having a full stadium? I don't think so. I think the number's more like 1 or 1.5. It's a lot lower. So it does seem a little bit odd. If I'm going to go ahead and say take somebody tonight, why not take Richard Rodgers to score a touchdown? I believe he's almost 3-1.
Okay.
And there's going to be no Zach Ertz tonight. We know Carson Wentz has a penchant for going to his tight end. So that's one of the wagers I was looking at that I kind of like for tonight.
Nice.
Kevin Payne joining us, and you are joining us as well. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tom is in Franklin. Tom, you're first up. What's up?
Okay. Morning, guys. I need two of these four running backs. I've got DeAndre Swift, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, James Robinson, and Kenyon Drake. I need two of those.
And Kenyon Drake, who's coming off the big game, but really hasn't done a whole lot to that point. Gets Seattle this week. Seattle has not been very good on defense. I'm going to say out of those guys, definitely go CEH. You know, he's had two touchdowns called back in the last 2 weeks. That's not going to continue to happen. He's going to find pay dirt sooner or later. Denver's a decent defense, but I think you stick with CEH. And I would go with Robinson, too. I mean, he's been absolutely fantastic. I would stick with him. He's involved in the passing game and the running game. Those would be the two guys I would go with. Drake's kind of there, but really, go back and look at his game logs. Those first few weeks were absolutely terrible. I know he got in the end zone a couple times there, Monday night? But I don't trust him as much as I trust the other guys.
Edwards-Helaire, You know, I figured he'd have a big game the other night because, hey, you just got to prove that Le'Veon Bell's coming and I'm still the guy. What do you expect out of that backfield?
I think it's going to be like a 2-1 touches timeshare where Edwards-Helaire gets two touches for every one Le'Veon Bell gets. I mean, Le'Veon Bell didn't look great with the Jets. I'm not saying he's completely washed up, but I know a lot of people are, he was a kind of a hot Weaver ad. But man, I don't know. I think that you're going to go ahead and see Edwards-Helaire still be the main guy. But obviously, the Le'Veon Bell being there is going to hurt his production just a little bit.
414-799-1250, Kevin Payne, rotowire.com, helping you with fantasy football advice. Vincent is on the northwest side. Vincent, what's up?
Good morning, guys. I have a running back question, PPR. I need two of these three. Montgomery of the Bears, David Johnson, or Ronald Jones Jr.?
Okay. I think you sit David Montgomery out of these guys. It's a tough matchup going up against the Rams. In yards per play, the Rams are actually have a better number than the Bears do. And I actually think that this is a game where the Rams are going to handle the Bears pretty easily. Bears, in my opinion, have been a little bit lucky to this point. So I'm going to say sit David Montgomery out of those guys. David Johnson has looked good. He's getting plenty of touches. And Ronald Jones looked absolutely fantastic last week in beating the Packers. Sorry, how to say it.
All right, Brian needs two non-PPR flex players or wide receivers, I guess. He says, don't laugh. He's got Michael Gallup, Brandon Ayuk. He's got Hardman, MVS, AJ Green, or Edelman.
So Hardman, AJ Green, Edelman. Okay, I don't think Edelman's going to have two bad games with Cam, so I would go back to him. And I would also go with A.J. Green. They're making a concerted effort to give them the ball. And the Cleveland Browns secondary is absolutely horrendous. We saw that last week in Pittsburgh. So I would go with A.J. Brown and Edelman out of those. Hardman's kind of a hit or miss play. Sometimes he shows up and gets you that touchdown. But other weeks he can go 2-for-20. And Gallup with Andy Dalton, I just don't trust as much. Ayuk, kind of a tough matchup for traveling across the country and going up against the Patriots defense.
Jay is in Germantown, 414-799-1250. Jay.
Morning, guys. I need to fill my flex spot with one of these four. Chase Claypool, DJ Chark, T. Higgins, or Travis Vogel.
Wow, that's a bounty of riches you have there. Chase Claypool, I mean, he's a big he might be the number one guy there over Juju, believe it or not. So I think you ride the hot hand. They are making a concerted effort to get the ball into his hands. So I say ride the hot hand, go with Chase Claypool. I think that Pittsburgh goes ahead and hands the Titans their first defeat this week.
Let's get to Mike. He is on the south side, 414-799-1250. Mike.
Hey, thanks a lot for taking my call. I have a PPR. I need one out of four for flex. It's either Kenyon Drake, Gordon, Samuel, or Fulgham.
Gordon, Samuel, or who's the last one?
Drake or Fulgham.
Or Fulgham?
Yeah, Fulgham.
Ooh, I like Fulgham. Two straight weeks getting it done. They don't have anybody else to throw the ball to. Now, they will get Deshaun Jackson back tonight, which is kind of interesting. But you have Drake, too. I would go with Drake. Go with Drake out of those guys. I think he's a little bit safer. You know he's going to get touches at home. He's good for double-digit touches. Will be involved in the passing game. So out of those guys, I would go with Kenyon Drake.
Kevin, we actually have a couple Deshaun Jackson questions. Ooh. So I could just – what do you see from him tonight? I know.
Well, he's another guy that I might take a glance and see what his anytime touchdown props are. Look, here's the thing with Deshaun Jackson. He's either tonight going to go 2-for-25 – or he's going to go 4-for-104 in a touchdown, okay? You just don't know. He's a hit or miss. He's a big home run guy, but he also has games where he goes out and disappears, and it's not out of the realm of possibilities that he re-injures himself and doesn't even finish the game. So just realize if you're going to go out and play Deshaun Jackson tonight, it's either going to be a home run or likely a dud.
Brent, he needs two of these guys. He's got DJ Moore, DJ Shark, Juju, Claypool, Drake, or Melvin.
Claypool, Melvin. So I would go with Claypool, and then it comes down to DJ Moore or Chark. I would say go back to Chark. I know he was a little bit banged up last week, didn't have the greatest game. Fun fact, he found out last week he's going to become a father for the first time. So I'm going to say go with Claypool and go back to Chark.
Ben says he's got a quarterback question. Carson Wentz or Gardner Minshew?
For this one, I'm going to say Gardner Minshew. Brad's out of the corner for the Giants is pretty decent. And when I took a look at it, I think Wentz's over-under for passing yards is 240. So I'd have to think Minshew's is something going to be something higher than that. So I'm going to say go with Minshew over Wentz this week.
I've got a question here from a diehard listener that's not me. How do you feel about a team who is starting both Philip Lindsay and Melvin Gordon, or should they start Frank Gore ahead of one of those guys?
Gosh, I got to think that between the two, I like Gordon better. I think he's going to get more touches. He seems to be over whatever off-field issues he was having and being ill or whatever else was going on. So I would probably go with Gore and Gordon and kind of sit out Lindsay. I think you're kind of maximizing your ceiling there because if Gore has a big game, I don't see Lindsay and Gordon both having big games against Kansas City defense this week. So I would take the chances that one of them would, and I'd lean Gordon, and then I would go with Gore. As I said, the Bills have not been able to stop the run, so they may just go ahead and hand the ball off 20 times this game to Frank Gore and sit there and watch him get 4 or 5 yards a carry.
Dino's in Brown Deer, 414-799-1250. Dino.
Hey, guys. In some bye week and injury trouble, just need one for my flex. John Brown, LaMichael Perrine, Jamichael Hasty, or Jared McKissick?
Yeah, so McKinnon's going to be the guy you want to go with here. No Mostert. He's going to be out for a few weeks, so McKinnon is going to be the main guy. Not the greatest matchup, as I said, going up against the Patriots defense, but I think out of all those guys, you go McKinnon. P. Ryan usually gets, I think he got 7 carries last week for 27, 28 yards. That's not going to help you get a win. Whereas McKinnon, I would expect him to get double-digit touches. And John Brown, normally I would like, especially going up against the Jets, except for he is not 100%. He did not look very good in that Monday afternoon game. I don't even know that he had a catch in that game. He just was not his usual self. So you got to wait to see John Brown's healthy go with McKinnon.
All right, I said don't use Facebook because we don't see it, but I have Facebook open because I have to do something for my dad. And I saw a question come in. So this is from Tom. He says needs two double quarterback league, David Carr, Joe Burrow, Ryan Tannehill.
Carr, Burrow, and Tannehill. I'm going to say go Carr and Burrow. Tannehill, that Pittsburgh defense is good. They're at least top five, if not like top three defense in the league. So that's the only reason why I don't like Tannehill today. And I know how good Tannehill, he's surpassed any expectations I've had so far. But I'm going to say just for this week, given the matchups, I would sit Tannehill out of those three.
Okay, let's see what we got here. Brett has a question. He says Claypool and Cooper are his wide receiver two and flex. Any chance you start Cooks over either of them against a bad Packers defense?
Against a bad Packers defense, but he included that. You keep Chase Claypool in there. I think that's a no-brainer. I don't mind if you want to play Cooks and it's PPR. I don't mind going him over Amari Cooper. I don't know what's going to happen with those wide receivers, but the fact of the matter is they are not getting the ball downfield. Andy Dalton's not getting it done. And believe it or not, Washington has one of the better defensive lines in the league. I think they're going to get to Andy Dalton this week, especially being at home. So I don't mind. I would probably go Cooks over Amari Cooper this week. He's been catching a lot of passes the last 2 weeks since Bill O'Brien left. So in PPR formats, I can totally see that.
Adnan has a PPR flex question. Amari Cooper or James Robinson?
James Robinson, for sure. Just a little bit safer. Again, and don't get me wrong, it wouldn't surprise me if Cooper goes nuts and has 6 catches for 90 yards or something like that. But it also wouldn't surprise me if he has 3 catches for 30 yards. CeeDee Lamb kind of seems to be the number one guy there. Gallup is still there. Dalton has shown a penchant of throwing it to Schultz. He's always liked his tight end. So there's only one football on the field, and they're still going to go ahead and try to run Zeke Elliott as much as they can.
Keegan says, quarterback question, Kyler Murray or Josh Allen?
Oh, that's a good one this week. Man, first of all, trade one of them. Both of those guys are top 5 quarterbacks so far in fantasy football. I would say, and I would lean towards Kyler Murray just because Seattle's defense has been horrible so far this year. I know they're coming off the bye, so they've had an extra week. But I would say go with him. Josh Allen, the last 2 games, looked a little bit shaky, not putting up the passing numbers that he put up to start the first 4 games of the season. So by a hair, go with Kyler Murray. But, man, try to go ahead and trade one of those guys or at least get past one of their bye weeks and then go ahead and deal one of those guys and get some help somewhere else.
I'll get one more in here. Andy has a question. half a point PPR league. He needs a flex. Montgomery, DJ Moore, Deontay Johnson, T. Higgins, or Travis Fulgham?
Higgins. I'm going to say go with Higgins out of all these guys. Montgomery's kind of there as 1B, but again, I don't like this matchup for him. I would either go with Fulgham or Higgins. Higgins has been fantastic. Again, Cleveland, bad secondary. So I actually might lean Higgins over Fulgham, but if you like Fulgham a little bit better, go with him instead.
Kevin Payne, we appreciate your time. You give nothing but your time to us and the great listeners of the Southeast Wisconsin and beyond area. They can get in touch with you on Twitter and also rotowire.com.
Yeah, rotowire.com/free to sign up for your free 10-day trial. Just need your email, no credit card information, none of the stuff like that. And you can also find me on Twitter at Casey Payne, PAYNE26. Just make sure you follow me. Go ahead, unfollow me after football season's over. It's just so that I can direct message you and answer back. Nobody on my timeline really cares about your football fantasy football team. I do. I'll get you a message before we get going to kick off this Sunday or kick off tonight. So hit me up there on Twitter, CaseyPayne26 or rotowire.com/free for a free 10-day trial.
Our thanks as always, Kevin. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good, Bartimus. Talk to you later.
Yeah, I like it. My dad calls me that. My dad. Just keep talking about my dad and Antonio Brown and my fantasy teams. That's what I've accomplished today. Kevin Payne joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. What Horvat's been talking about all day today is Thursday night football. Giants and Eagles. What is the line right now? It's 2.5 in favor of the Eagles?
No. I bought that, man.
The line.
I got weird tonight because I saw the Eagles. It's like, I still think the Eagles find a way to win this division. So the line opened up at 7.5. The Eagles were favored by 7.5 points.
Ay, chihuahua!
But then they lost again, so now it's at 4.5. I bought it because I got a really good number at minus 140, which is not a really good number. I took the Eagles -2.5 to win by a field goal. Then it jumped really quick to 5, so I bought it at minus 160. Wait, again, it's things I don't do normally. I got the Giants +7. What I'm saying is I think the Giants, even on the road, the Eagles are beat up. They don't have a tight end. They don't really have any wide receivers, although they do get DeSean Jackson back tonight. I took the Giants +7 and the Eagles -2.5. So I need the Eagles to win by a field goal. It's 4.5 right now. The Eagles are favored.
What would you take if you didn't buy the points?
You know what? I'd probably...
I think you bought the points, so you must be in on the Giants.
Well, I look at on scores and odds, the number one wager all week is the Eagles. That means everybody and their mother in the public is betting the Eagles. What does that tell you as a smart person to do?
Bet the Giants.
Yeah, but I don't see the Giants winning this game on the road. You could talk about how beat up the Eagles are. The Giants are just as beat up. Now they get Golden Tate back. No Saquon for the rest of the year. You look at what the Eagles got, man. So they're without Miles Sanders, correct? Yeah, Miles Sanders is out. They get DeSean Jackson back. If they got DeSean Watson, that'd be something. And they're now without
Zach Ertz
for a while.
I like the Eagles tonight. I like them to cover.
The 4.5?
I will go with the public.
Okay.
It does look too good to be true, and I'm going to buy into that. Look, they played hard against the Ravens. I think that they're, you don't get moral victories, but to have that second half and almost
that pissed me off.
Win that game, I think it pissed a lot of people off.
I had the Ravens.
Giants are no good. Daniel Jones could have a good career. He needs more around him.
Every time I do this with the Giants, I'm like, they're no good. Daniel Jones is no good. He throws for 375 yards and beats me, though.
I think Jones is okay. I think if the Giants would have lost last week, they would win tonight, if that makes sense.
The problem with the Giants, man, they have no rushing attack. I didn't realize until last week, Daniel Jones is their leading rusher.
Yeah, Devontae Freeman doesn't do anything.
No.
He catches balls at the line of scrimmage and then falls over.
Yeah, literally.
That's what he does with the Giants. So I'd take the Eagles tonight. I think that Boston Scott's going to be one of these fantasy plays where it's a spot start. Everyone's going to bid high on him. I don't think he's going to do anything. I think the touchdowns will come elsewhere. So I like the Eagles tonight to cover, and I'm going to fade Boston Scott which means use him as your MVP in your FanDuel lineups.
Yeah.
Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, we're going to hear from a guy who I am going to stack big time in fantasy this weekend, Davante Adams. He heard what Jamel Dean said about how he picked off that interception. He said, that's a horse of... Almost swore. Davante Adams next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.